Life is made up of transitions from one phase of life to another. From birth to death, we move through phases or seasons of life. Our personal growth often depends on our ability to let go a season that is passing before we can appreciate the season that we are in. In the next 30 minutes or so, we invite you to reflect on life as seasons, some we enter and some we leave behind. We invite you to find a comfortable space where you will be undisturbed by others around you. When you're settled, we will begin.
Sit comfortably, upright or relaxed. Close your eyes if you are comfortable doing so.
Breathe in deeply through your nose. Hold. And breathe out slowly through your mouth, as if you're gently blowing away a feather. Breathe in deeply. Hold. Watch the breath turning. And breathe out slowly. Tense the muscles of your feet and legs and relax. Tense the muscles of your back and relax. Tense the muscles of your hands and arms and relax. Tense the muscles of your neck and head and relax. Tense the muscles of your face and relax. Breathe in deeply through your nose. Hold and breathe out slowly through your mouth, as if you're gently blowing away a feather. Breathe in deeply. Hold. Watch the breath turning. And breathe out slowly.
What phase of life are you in? What is your now moment?
We are in the summer season. Long days and light nights. The temperatures are warmer, be it sunshine or rain. It is the season of growth.
Brings light and warmth into your life. What activity gives you life? Growing in your life in this season.
Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Autumn seasons. Autumn is a season of fruitfulness and colour. It is the season of falling leaves. The days are shortening.
Looking back on the past year, what new fruit do you see? What friends have we lost, like leaves from the tree? What do we miss most?
And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith.
Winter season.
Winter is a season of clear, frosty days and drifting snow. It can be dark, and it can be bright. The sap has gone to the roots.
How do you live through the dark days? Where is God? What is God doing out of sight?
Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
spring.
Spring is the season of buds and blossom. The sap rises and birds build nests. Promise is in the air.
What are you looking forward to? What are the buds of new beginnings? What promise of God will you hold on to?
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Life moves through phases and seasons. Sometimes we get stuck in one season. Sometimes we're unable to enjoy the season we're in.
What season of life are you in? What do you enjoy about it? What do you resist or resent? What do you need to let go? And where do you need to let God if you are to savor the gift of life in the present moment?
As you inhale, imagine you are saying, letting go. As you exhale, imagine you are saying, letting God.
As the music continues to play, you are free to sit or leave in your own time.